This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Supreme Court has taken suo motu cognizance of the Kolkata rape and murder case and will hear the matter on Tuesday. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud, Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra will hear the case. A postgraduate trainee doctor was allegedly raped and murdered at the R.G. Khan Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata on the 9th of this month. A day after the incident, the Kolkata police arrested a civic volunteer in connection with the case. The incident has triggered nationwide protests with doctors from across the country demanding action against people involved in the case and safety of doctors at workplace. On the 13th of this month, the Calcutta High Court had directed the CBI to take over the investigation. The High Court passed the order after hearing the petitions of victims' parents and others. Recently, the High Court pulled up the West Bengal authorities for the acts of vandalism at the R.G. Khan Hospital during protests on the 14th of August. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called on the Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Sabah Al Hamad Al Mubarak Al Sabah. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, India and Kuwait share centuries-old bonds of goodwill and friendship. He said the contemporary partnership between the two nations is expanding steadily. Dr. Jaishankar thanked the Crown Prince for his guidance and insights on taking the ties to a higher level. The External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar reached Kuwait today on an official visit. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said Citizenship Amendment Act CAA does not take away the citizenship rights of any religion, rather the act offers respect and justice to the Indian refugees along with the citizenship. The minister was speaking after awarding citizenship certificate to 188 expatriates at a function in Ahmedabad today. Earlier in the day, the Home Minister inaugurated various developmental works of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation worth over 1,000 crore rupees in Ahmedabad. In Uttar Pradesh, 10 people were killed and 37 injured in a bus accident. The bus collided with a pickup in Bulandshahr today. The injured have been admitted to a nearby hospital, while 4 seriously injured have been referred to Meerut Medical College. Our correspondent reports that Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed officials to provide immediate proper treatment to the injured. Bulandshahr District Magistrate said workers of a bread company in Ghaziabad were going from Ghaziabad in a pickup truck to Raipur village in Aligarh district to celebrate the festival of Raksha Bandhan. Union Minister for Tribal Affairs Jewel Oram's wife Jhingya Oram has died of dengue during treatment at a private hospital at Bhubaneswar in Odisha. The last rites of Jhingya Oram were held this afternoon at Mr. Oram's native village Kendudihi in Sundargarh district. Mr. Oram, who is also down with dengue and was admitted in the same hospital, is scheduled to go for further treatment at AIIMS, Delhi tomorrow. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi and many other dignitaries have expressed grief over the passing away of Jhingya Oram. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has launched an innovative project to tackle the growing concern of microplastic contamination in food in New Delhi. Recognizing microplastic pollution as an emerging threat, the project was started in March this year to develop and validate analytical methods for detecting micro and nanoplastics in various food products. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted people on the eve of Raksha Bandhan. In a message, the President said Raksha Bandhan is a celebration of the unique bond between brothers and sisters which strengthens the feelings of love and mutual trust. The President said this festival goes beyond religious and cultural boundaries to symbolize the unity in diversity of the country. President Murmu said this festival strengthens our determination to protect the rights of women. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will arrive in Tel Aviv in Israel today as part of Washington's diplomatic push to reach a ceasefire in Gaza. This is his 9th trip to West Asia since October last year when Hamas terrorists attacked southern Israel. And that is the end of this news bulletin.